Saluach, and we went to Kuf Samach Aleph. Kuf Samach Aleph was the mitzvah Sfiras HaOmer, where the Rambam has his opinion. He has a whole explanation that counting the days and counting the weeks are both parts of one mitzvah. He says they're not two distinct mitzvahs. If it would have been two mitzvahs, we would have said two distinct brachas. That was his proof. That's what we said, it's problematic proof, because the Rambam holds that on Tfilin Shel Yad and Tfilin Shel Rosh, you only recite one bracha, even though he clearly insists that they're two distinct mitzvahs. But then the Mishnah says, Tfilin Shel Yad is not Me'akev Shel Rosh. Tfilin Shel Rosh is not Me'akev Shel Yad. The Rambam says that is often, not always, that is often the simon to determine whether it's one mitzvah or two mitzvahs. Take, for example, Lulav Hadasim Arovis and Esrig Me'akvim Zezeh. So the Rambam says that means that it's one mitzvah. Means that it's one mitzvah. But Shel Yad and Shel Rosh are not Me'akim Zez, that means that they're two separate mitzvahs. The Rambam quotes the din in the Mishnah that Tchelis and Lovan are not Me'akim Zez. If you have tzitzis and you don't have Tchelis, or you only have Lovan, or you only have Tchelis and you don't put in any Lovan, all the strings are Tchelis. So the Rambam paskins, you yoytze the mitzvah in an incomplete fashion. If the Rambam says it's one mitzvah, Tchelis and Lovan is one mitzvah, even though the Mishnah says it's not Me'akvim Zezer. So that's what one of the famous Rabbanim, Rav Daniel HaBavli, that was a dayan in Baghdad, after the Rambam passed away, during the lifetime of Rabbein Avram Ben Aramam, the son of the Rambam. So this dayan in Baghdad, Rav Daniel HaBavli, used to correspond with Rabbein Avram Ben Aramam. And he asked him a lot of kashas on the Rambam Shita, mainly in Sefer HaMitzvot. It's a little bit on the Mishnah Torah, but even in the Mishnah Torah, he asked them mainly on aspects in the Mishnah Torah that had to do with the Minyan HaMitzvot, with the Sefer HaMitzvot. The book was printed in Paris in the 1800s when they found the manuscript. The shailas that Rav Daniel from Baghdad sent to Rabbein Avram Ben Aramam and the tshuvas that Rabbein Avram gave, so it was printed under the name Maisei Nisim. Why is it called Maisei Nisim? Because Mr. Nisim was a wealthy Sephardi and he paid for the publication of the book. So that's why it says on the first page. That's why it's called Maisei Nisim. Rabbi Soloveitchik always used to say, he doesn't understand why it's called Maisei Nisim. He says, he never saw any Nisim in the floors there. It's just straight halacha, the discussions there. So this is one of the issues that he raised with Rabbein Avram Ben Arambam. So the Rambam takes this as a klal, that Tfilin Shel Yad, Tfilin Shel Rosh, Anat Me'akvim Zezeh, so that's an indication that it's two mitzvahs. And the Dalet Minishev Lulavam Me'akvim Zezeh, so that's an indication that it's one mitzvah. So how come the Rambam counts Tchelis and Lovan as one mitzvah if he himself says that they're not Me'akvim Zezeh? So Rabbein Avram Ben Arambam says, no, it's not Me'akvim Zezeh, but if you have only Lovan without Tchelis, you have Tchelis without Lovan, so it's an incomplete mitzvah. There is such a thing, let's say, in Chalitza. Chalitza is a mitzvah. Many poskim say, everybody knows what chalitza is. A man is married and he dies and he leaves no descendants at all. Not from his wife, not from his girlfriend, not from a previous wife. He has no children, no grandchildren, no descendants at all. So the din is that the wife, the almana that he was married to at the time that he died, is not permitted to remarry unless she has chalitza. Many are of the opinion that chalitza is a mitzvah even if she's not interested to remarry. Let's say the woman is 95 years old and the husband died at the age of 98. She's not going to look for a shidduch at the age of 95. She's barely pulling through without a husband. So still, many are of the opinion, still a mitzvah to do chalitza. That's a question in Ebenezer, machlokes. So chalitza clearly is a mitzvah. Some say the mitzvah is only if you're interested in remarrying. Others say it's a mitzvah to do chalitza, even if you're not interested in remarrying. But chalitza clearly is a mitzvah. It's not just a matir. It's like a shchita, al pi pasha. Shchita is not a mitzvah. Mitzvah, you should go shech the veim. Everybody has to learn how to do shechita. If you're interested in eating meat, you have to see to it that you have a shechita in advance. But it's not that the shechit is fulfilling all of these thousands of mitzvahs because he shechs 1,000 chickens an hour. He's not fulfilling any mitzvah. It's a matir. So chalitza is a mitzvah. It's not just a matir. Chalitza is a mitzvah. Baharaya, Tosis proves it, that you have parts of the chalitza are not miyakev v'liyevin. L'chatchili is supposed to have kriyas apsukim. The Yavam with the Yavam is supposed to recite Psukim, and she's supposed to take off the right shoe from the right foot of the Yavam, then she's supposed to spit on the floor in front of the Yavam. So we paskin the different opinions in the Tanoim. So we paskin the Kriyas HaPsukim is not Miyakevis, and the spitting, the Rikika, is not Miyakevis. The only part of the Chalitza that is Miyakevis is the actual Chalitza Sasandal, the taking off the shoe. So Tosis says, on the level of deraisa, it never makes sense to have a lachatchila in the area of a matah, let's say a get. A man is going to divorce his wife, so you have mishnayis that lachatchila the get should be written like this. B'di'evet, if you weren't careful about that, b'di'evet, it's also good. So Tesha said that's a dead giveaway that the din lachatchila is only midirabban. A get is not a mitzvah. But he said, lachatchila, the mitzvah bishlemus is to give the get in such a way. B'di'evet, you'll be yotzei the mitzvah in an incomplete form, even if you didn't do it like that. What do you mean, get is not a mitzvah? Did you say it's a lachatchila to do the mitzvah, the hidura? And b'di'evet, something is not miyake. And whenever the mishnayis have, you have a lot of mishnayis in giving. Lachatchila, the get should be given like this. B'di'evet, it's good even without that. That's a dead giveaway that din is only midirabban. But Taisa says, what about chalitza? You have rikike, the spitting, and you have the kriyas apsukim. And we paskin that all of that is not miyakev. Only the chalitza sasandal is miyakev. And that's on the level of deraisa. So how does it make sense to have a lachatchila deraisa? Lachatchila only makes sense on the level of derabban. So Taisa says, no, because chalitza is a mitzvah. Not just a matzah. Mitzvah, you always have, a lot of times you have lachatchilas. Let's say a korban chatos. Lachatchila, you do four zrikas from Dalet Kardas on his bear. But yeah, but if you only did one zrika, it's also good. You have a lot of dinim, lachatchila deraisa. Lachatchila should do like this, and b'di'evet you yotzei the mitzvah shalav b'shnei musa, even if you didn't do like that. But that's what the Rambam holds by the tchelis and the love, and his rule, that whenever it's ma'akvim zezeh, that shows that it's one mitzvah. Whenever it's not ma'akvim zezeh, that shows that it's two mitzvahs. It's not an ironclad rule. There are exceptions to the rule. So here the Rambam writes that the sphira, in mitzvah kuf samachala, that's where we left off, he claims that counting of the days and counting of the weeks are two parts of one mitzvah. The mitzvah bishlei musa is to count spheres, mitzvah the mimni yomim, mitzvah the mimni shavui. Because you have the spheres ha'omer appears twice in the Chumash, Parshas Amor and Parshas Re'ei. There are three parshias in Chumash that talk about the yomim tov. Amor is in Chumash Vayikra, and then you have Pinchas, just last Shabbos, and Chumash Bamidbar, and you have Parshas Re'ei, Chumash Devarim. So Amor speaks about the Yisra Malacha. The Yisra Malacha on the Yomim Tov. Parshas Pinchas talks about the Musafim. And Parshas Re'ei talks about the Chovis HaRegel, the various mitzvahs that you have to fulfill on the Yomim Tov. So the mitzvah of Sfiras Ha'im appears twice. The first time in Parshas Emor, and the second time in Parshas Re'ei. So one of the two presentations, there's a contradiction. One of the two presentations, it says Shiva Shavuos Tispalach, Ma'achal Chemesh Bakoma, Tochel Isbe Shiva Shavuos. You should count 7 weeks. The other pasuk says Tisbruch Hamishim Yom. It says you should count days. It doesn't say count weeks. So it's a contradiction. So Abaye answers the Gemara, Mitzvah the Mimni Yomi, Mitzvah the Mimni Shavui. So the Rambam says it's one mitzvah. The mitzvah Bishlei Musa is to count both the days and the weeks. And it's only counted as one mitzvah. That's his opinion. See, we mentioned Rabbi Yeruchim disagrees. Rabbi Yeruchim thinks that the two distinct mitzvahs, and he claims that Bizman Shabbos Hamikdash Hayekayim, that both were deraisa, the mitzvah to count the days and the mitzvah to count the weeks. Rabbi Yeruchim thinks that the Taka said two distinct brachas, al Sviras Yimei HaOmer and Sviras Shavuos HaOmer. And the Rambam thinks not so. The Rambam thinks that they never counted two brachas. They never said two brachas on Sviras HaOmer. It's one big mitzvah, and these are two parts of the one mitzvah. That's much of the issue in the Sefer HaMitzvahs is, let's say, Kabedos Avicha V'Esimechot, you count it as one mitzvah, two mitzvahs, Kibud Av and Kibud Eim, are two mitzvahs. So you say, no, it's one pasuk, Kibud Horim, covered for parents. So the Rambam's opinion is that it's one mitzvah, and the Rambam thinks that it should be counted as two mitzvahs. Well, Yova Amoni Mayovi B'Kal Hashem, Amoni Mayovi, after who convert, are not allowed to marry a Jewish girl. They have to marry a Gioris. They're not allowed to marry a kosher Jewish girl. So is that counted as one mitzvah, two mitzvahs? Amoyne Mayobi. So the Rambam, I think, counts it as one mitzvah. I think the Sma counts it as two mitzvahs. That's a lot of the dispute, where they count it as one mitzvah, two mitzvahs. So here, by Sfira Seimer, this is one of the points of dispute, where they're counting the days and counting the weeks. The Rambam holds counted as one mitzvah, And the Rabbeinu Yeruchim was the Talmud of the Rosh. His opinion is that you should count it as two distinct mitzvahs. So again, we're reading here about the calendar. The Rambam starts off in Sefer Kuf Nun Gimel to establish the Jewish calendar. That's the responsibility of the Beis Magadol in Yerushalayim to do Kiddush HaChodesh and Ibra Shana. And the Rambam disagreed. He thinks like the Halachas Gedolos that he should count as two mitzvahs. Kiddush HaChodesh is one mitzvah. The Ibra Hashon is a different mitzvah. The Rambam says, no, the two parts of one big mitzvah. And then he's going through the different Yomim Tovim. He says, you should be Shoivis Mimalocha on Shabbos. You shouldn't do Malocha on, now he's up to not to do Malocha on Pesach, not to do Malocha on the seventh day Pesach. He counts as a separate mitzvah. And he says, Mitzvah Kuf Samach Beis, not to do Malocha on Shavuos, just be Kitzah. Then Mitzvah Kuf Samach Gimel, not to do Malocha on Rosh Hashanah. Then Kuf Samachay, not to do Malocha on Yom Kippur. Then he says, not to do Malocha on Sukkot. Then not to do Malocha on Shmini Atzeres. Then I understand why he counted it as two. Sukkot and Shmini Atzeres. Shmini Atzeres is a regal bifnei atzma. My whole question the other day was why he counts the first day and the seventh day of Pesach as two different mitzvahs. To be Shabbos with Malocha on the first day of Pesach, to be Shabbos with Malocha on Shvi'i Shal Pesach. That's mitzvah 159 and 160. Kuft and Tes and Kuft Samach. That's a little problematic. Why he counts it as two mitzvahs? Should really be perhaps one mitzvah. So he's listing off all the Yom Tov not to do Malach. Then he counts in conjunction with Yom Kippur. He says there's a mitzvah to fast on Yom Kippur. The Inisim es Napsha Sechem. The Anu es Napsha Sechem. It's written a few times. The Rambam has the Sefer Mitzvahs. We mentioned the other day, it's the introduction to the Mishnah Torah. The whole Mishnah Torah is to explain which are the 613 mitzvahs and which are all the details of the 613 mitzvahs. Whenever you look in the Rambam, take for example here, I just flipped the Hilchos Shabbos. If you look the first page in Hilchos Shabbos, Rambam writes, Hilchos Shabbos, there are two mitzvahs asay, and three mitzvahs lois asay, and he tells you what they are, and then he says, here goes. The whole Hilchos Shabbos is going to explain five mitzvahs. Then he has Hilchos Lulav. So the beginning of this section is going to tell you how many mitzvahs he's going to deal with, how many mitzvahs asay? How many mitzvahs lois asay? Here. The Chushayfa Sukkah Velulov, he says there are three mitzvahs asay, and this section is going to explain that. The whole Mishnah Torah is like that. The whole Mishnah Torah is to go through all the 613 mitzvahs and to explain all the details of them. So here the Rambam says, on Yom Kippur, there's one mitzvah asay, not to abstain from malocha, not to do malocha. It's a harezekiyah mitzvah asay. And then there's a mitzvah sasei v'inisim es napshe sechem. The pasuk appears several times. Ta'anu v'inisim. So the Rambam wrote in the Sefer HaMitzvahs, he has two halves. The first half of the Sefer HaMitzvahs, he gives what he considers are the 14 guiding principles that determine what belongs in the minyan mitzvahs, what not. When should it be counted as one mitzvah, and when should it be counted as several mitzvahs? So he... So one of his klalim is that just because a pasuk is repeated several times, there's no good reason why it should be counted as several mitzvahs. Here he quotes the several pasukim that say ta'anu es napshe seichem, the inisim es napshe seichem. But he says you only count it as one mitzvah to fast on Yom Kippur. The Gemara says that in addition to fasting on Yom Kippur, the Mishnah in the last parak on Yuma says you're not allowed to wear leather shoes, you're not allowed to have marital relations, tashmish amita, you're not allowed to bathe, you're not allowed to shmir oil on the body. So this is a big dispute in the Rishonim, whether these are min haTorah. This is called Shari Nuyim. Achila Shtiyah, for sure, is the Raisa. If anyone violates the prohibitions of Achila Shtiyah, there's a punishment of Kores. And if a person eats B'shoigig on Yom Kippur, he has to bring a Korban Chatos, because that's the rule. Whoever violates an Aver B'shoigig, which, if he would have violated the Aver B'mezid, would have been Chayv Kores. So if he violates the Aver B'shoigig, is Chayv Chatos. So the Mishnah is having, the Gemara has like that, one is only chayv chatos b'shegeg and achila shtiyah. For if a person makes a mistake and he bathes on Yom Kippur, he wears leather shoes, there's no kares, and if he violated b'shegeg, there isn't going to be a chayv chatos. But many Bali HaTosfos took it that that's an indication that Shari Nuyim is only midirabbanan. Chitzas sichem dilus asan lo tash b'shamito is only midirabbanan. Rabbi Natan argues, how can it be that it's all min haTorah? How can it be that on half of the din is kares, half of the din is not kares? So he says that's a dead giveaway that all the other Rinoim are only midirabbanan. The Rambam seems to say clearly not so. Both in the Sefer HaMitzvahs here, Mitzvah Sesiv Kuf Samar Tavlin, as well as in the Mishnah Torah. When he spells out the dinim in Hilchas Shvisas Osor, the laws of observing the 10th day of Tishrei, fasting on Yom Kippur, it sounds like he says that all the Hamishi Inuim are Minatar, there's only Chorus on Achila Shtiyah. There's no Chorus on the other Inuim. The argument of the Rabbi Natan is not so compelling that he says, how can it be that it's one Isser and sometimes it'll carry a punishment of Chorus and sometimes not? You have it by dam like that. The Torah prohibits us from eating any dam from an animal. And one who eats dam, kikolechol, dam inichrusa, chayv koris. So the Gemara spells out that koris is only on when you shech the animal. So the first blood that comes out, there's no koris. Then the blood is going to change colors. It's still going to be gushing out. The dam shanashama yotzibo, the dam that comes out that causes the animal to lose its life, the circulation of the blood is what keeps all the animals alive. So there's a concept of dam shanashama yotzibo. So that dam is a chiv koris. Then after the animal is basically, the circulatory system has collapsed already, then it's going to continue to bleed, so that dam is not koris. Let's say you eat meat without salting it, so there won't be koris. The dam in the capillaries is not koris. If you have dam hakonas belayiv, if you take the heart of the animal, you have pure blood over there, so the blood in the heart is also koris. So dam shanashama yotzibo is koris. So you have an example of dam, and the Gemara says sometimes there is koris, sometimes there's not koris. What are you going to say? The dam that there's no koris is only nisa derabanan. It's not true. The Gemara says it's an isa deraisa. You have an isa deraisa that includes many prohibitions. Some of them have koris, some of them don't have koris. So what's so difficult over here to assume on Yom Kippur all the chamisha inuyim are a biblical prohibition, and there's only koris on achila shtiyah. There's no koris on the other inuyim, on the sicha, and the rechitza, and the ilas hasandal, and tashm shamita. That's pretty clear. The Rambam is pretty clear. He disagrees with that. Rambam's opinion is that all the chamisha inuyim are deraisa. That's why there's a famous dispute in the Gemara. Do we only consider a shoe if it's leather? What if you're wearing sneakers? Is that considered a shoe? So it's a shayla on Yom Kippur. If you're allowed to wear sneakers, rubber sneakers on Yom Kippur, shayla for Tisha B'Av, shayla for one is sitting shiva. One is sitting shiva is not allowed to wear a shoe. Shayla for a chalitza, when you perform a chalitza. So the yavam has to take off the shoe from the right foot of the yavam. So does the shoe have to be a leather shoe? Or can it be a wooden shoe? Or can it be a gum shoe? Some leatherette? Is it good if it's any kind of material? So this is a machloikis hatanoi. And it's a machloikis in the Rishonim had a paskin. So that. But there are some Rishonim, the Rabbi Nizrahi Alevi, the Baal HaMa'or, the one who wrote the Sefer HaMa'or, on the bottom of the Riv, so he thinks that we should paskin that all other materials are also called shoes. Whatever protects the foot. If you're just wearing socks, so the socks, stockings don't protect the foot. But if you have, let's say, sneakers, so the sneakers are protective of the foot. So the Baal HaMa'or holds it's good, you can do chalitza with sneakers. And if you wear sneakers on Yom Kippur, you're in violation of an Iser. So the minig olam is lahakel, because most of the Rishonim say that the sneakers that are not made up of leather are not considered shoes. So we say that chalitza can only be done with a leather shoe. And during Shiva, people wear sneakers, and on Tisha B'Av, people wear sneakers. And on Yom Kippur, because many are concerned, the Rambam thinks that this is all chamisha inuyim adaraisa. So there are those who recommend it should be choishish for the Baal HaMa'or shita. It should be machmer on Yom Kippur, just like for the mitzvah of chalitza. We are machmer. We say you have to have davka leather. So maybe in the other direction, if it's an isa derais on Yom Kippur to wear a shoe, and there is such a minority opinion that even sneakers are also considered shoes if they're protective of the foot. So then some recommend that one should be machmer as much as possible. Anyway, the Rambam's opinion is that wearing shoes on Yom Kippur is an Issa Deraisa, and Tosis' opinion is that it's only an Issa Derabbanan. Then the Rambam continues with the Yom Tov and goes in order. He did Pesach, Shavuos, Rosh Hashanah, Yom Kippur, now he's going to do Sukkot. One should not do Malacha, Kuv Samach Vav. One should not do Malacha on the first day Sukkot. Then he says, one should Kuv Samach Zayin. One should not do Malacha on Shmini Atzeres. Shmini Atzeres is a separate Yom Tov. Then the Rambam throws in a comment. He says, Chalamayit also, you can't do Malacha, but it's not the same as on Yom Tov. He doesn't explain. Chalamayit is a big dispute in Taisus, whether the prohibition against doing Malacha and Chalamayit is Menatora or Medrabbanan. Because the criteria to determine what's also, what's Mutar, are very unclear. Very hard. Yom Tov is not so difficult. Yom Tov, the Pasuk says, Eichel Nefesh is Mutar. And then the Rambam says, in addition to Echol Nefesh, there are a couple of other heterim also. There's Itoich. Itoich shuv to lezorach achal nefesh. It's not mishal lezorach achal nefesh. Then there's machshire achal nefesh. So a couple of heterims. It's more or less. It's not that difficult to determine what's also what's mutar anyan. But chalamoid is very complicated. So the pashta says the chalamoid is only with the rabbanon. How can you figure this out from chumash? All of these rules and regulations regarding chalamoid. And other Rishonim say no. The Gemara sounds like it's an Issa Deraisa. Which one of the Midrash HaTorah Nidresh has been the Chachamim used to establish what's also what's mutter? So the Gemara has an expression in Chagiga, Lo Masara HaKosav Ela LaChachamim. Torah left it up to the rabbis to determine what should be included in the prohibition of Malachas Chalamoid, what should not be included. So many Rishonim say, one opinion says, Lo Masara HaKosav Ela LaChachamim, means the Torah allows the rabbis to invent an Issa Derabbanan. The Malachas Chalamoid is only Asim Derabbanan. The other Rishonim say no, that it's an Issa Deraisa. But had you come up with all the rules and regulations, there are no Midrash HaTorah Nidresh Hashem that you can employ to figure out the klolim, the rules and regulations of Chalamoid. So the answer is, this is another klal. Sometimes La Masara Kos Vel Lachacham, the Torah leaves it up to the rabbis to determine what's included in the Issa Deraisa without using Midrash HaTorah Nidresh Hashem. And the Rambam is, here the Rambam is a little unclear. He can't tell. He says, Chalamoid, also he can't do malachas, but it's not the same as Yontif. Sounds like he holds it's deraisa, but it's not that clear. Sounds like he holds that malachas Chalamoid is an Issa deraisa. Yeah.
Is that a separate mitzvah? Or is it
he does not count it as a separate mitzvah. That's the question. It's been Atari should have counted it as a separate mitzvah because the dinim are totally different from Yontif. Yeah.
Why does he say it's not the same as Yontif if he thinks it's Midrash also?
No, what's also what's mutter is totally different. Just like Shabbos is much more chomer than Yontif, so Yontif is much more chomer than Chalamoid. You have a lot of coolers in Chalamoid that don't apply on unclear in the Rama. Sounds as if he holds this deraisa, but he doesn't count it as a separate mitzvah. Yeah.
He also mentioned
we're at Sukkot.
I mean,
Pesach. No, he doesn't say a word. Just when he gets to the end, so he says, and you must realize that the prohibition of Malach on Shabbos is more serious than the prohibition of Malach on Yontif, because it says in the Chumash and on Yontif there's a heter echal nefesh, and Shabbos there isn't. And if you study Masechet Beitzah, you'll see that not only is this a difference, Eichel Nefesh, Gam, there are more things that are mutter on Yontif. It means Machshir Eichel Nefesh, means Tzorach HaYom Ktzas, Mitoch Shut for the Tzorach Eichel Nefesh, Shut Ram Mishalot the Tzorach Eichel Nefesh. And then he throws in the Chalamoid is also not the same as Yontif, it's a lower level. So he doesn't say if it's Deraisa, should have counted as a separate mitzvah. It could be the Rambam has as one of his klolim in the 14 klolim in the first half of the Sefer Mitzvah, the 14 Sharashim. One of them is you only include, this is a very important klolim, you only include in the Minyan HaMitzvah a mitzvah that says explicitly in the Chumash and Torah Shabbat, do this or don't do that. If it's something that the Torah Shabbat reads in between the lines, it's a din min HaTorah, but that doesn't qualify to be considered one of the 613 mitzvahs. It has to be Dafke Torah Shabbat explicit. Dvar Torah has to be Dvar Torah Mamish Torah Shebichsav. The Ramban asks on the Rambam, what's wrong with Torah Shebalpeh? Well, Torah Shebalpeh is only the rabbis invented it. Torah Shebalpeh is also deraisa. The Rambam agrees that Torah Shebalpeh is deraisa, but he thinks that Shlosha, what does it say? Sheshmias or Shlosha say mitzvahs. Nemrod or the Moshe Misinai only goes on explicit Torah Shebichsav. Torah Shebalpeh you can have Ein Sof. In every generation, the Rabbanim can darshan a new din deraisa by reading in between the lines, and that'll also become a din deraisa. So every time you want to come up with a new mitzvah based on a new drushel, you have to delete one of the earlier mitzvahs, because you can't have more than 613 mitzvahs. And the Rambam says, no, as far as drushes of Torah Shebal Peh, applications that are known through the Torah Shebal Peh, that's Ein Lo Shir, that you can have more than 613. The number 613 is based on the Torah Shebal Sab, whatever is explicit in the Chumash. So maybe he holds that Malachas Chalamoid is deraisa, but it's not explicit in the Chumash. It's not Pshutu Shal Mikro. It's a Drashas Chachamim. It's an additional level of interpretation. Then the Rambam, not only when he's listing off the Yomim Tovim, so he threw in, you have to blow Shofar on Rosh Hashanah, you have to fast on Yom Kippur, he threw in the other mitzvahs as well. You have to eat matzah on Pesach night. But he counted eating Korban Pesach on Pesach night, he counted earlier, when he had all the karbonis together. So here he's talking about the sukkah, so he says it's a mitzvah to sit in sukkah for the 7 days of sukkahs. In Atar, he sits 7 days of sukkah. Shmini Atzeres is only a chutzlar, it's because of Sveika Diyayimim. Then he says it's a mitzvah to shake a lulav in Dalad Minim. Due to the matter of a mitzvah to shake the lulav, the Rambam himself quotes a mitzvah kuf samach tes. The Mishnah says that min haTorah, the mitzvah to shake a lulav, applies all over the world on the first day sukkahs. Ulokach malachem v'yom arishon. First day sukkahs, create sort of a kapas marma, not be sort of rabbi nochal. It should shake the dal minim on the first day sukkahs. Then it says, usmachtem lefnei Hashem alokechem shivas yamim. You should celebrate and rejoice in the presence of HaKadosh Baruch Hu all 7 days of Sukkot. So what does that mean? You should celebrate the Smachtem. And it's the same pasuk together with the Lakachtem Lechem B'Yom HaRishon. You should take the Lulav in the Dalet Minim. So the Mishnah in Sukkot says that Lulav Nitol B'Amikdash Kol Shiva. That the Nitzah of Nitilas Lulav in HaTorah applies in the Beis HaMikdash all 7 days of Sukkot. That's what it means, the Smachtem of Nei Hashem Alakechem. How do you demonstrate your simcha by doing the tilas lulav of all the 7 days of sukkahs? So one would have perhaps suggested that these are two different mitzvahs. Ulakachtam lachem v'yom arishon, to shake a lulav on the first day sukkahs all over the world, that's one mitzvah, to shake dalet minim. Then to shake the lulav and the dalet minim all 7 days of sukkahs in the Beis HaMikdash, is that the same mitzvah as shaking the lulav the first day, or is that a different mitzvah, smachtam? Take for example, the first day sukkahs, you have to have shalachem, because it says ulakachtem lachem, has to belong to you. What about the remaining days of sukkahs? So by us, shaking lulav all over the world is only midirabbanan. It's a zechel amikdash. Mara says Rabbi Yochanan Zakkai was the chief rabbi for 40 years. Mara says historically that he lived to the age of 120. It's unusual. He lived to the age, literally, he lived to the age of 120. The first 40 years of his life, he made $1 million and he retired. Then at the age of 40, he sat down and he started to learn. He learned for 40 years. Then at the age of 80, they appointed him as the chief rabbi. And he lasted on until the age of 120. While he was the chief rabbi, the Beis HaMikdash was destroyed in the middle of his presidency. He was the president of the Sanhedrin. It's not clear how many years of his life were before Zman HaBayis and how many years were after the Churban HaBayis, but he was the chief rabbi. Rabbi Yochanan Zakkai was the chief rabbi at the period of the Churban HaBayis. So the Gemara says, during his presidency, during his term as chief rabbi, as the Nasi, the Rosh HaSanhedrin, he and his Bezdin instituted 9 takonis. So several of the takonis were instituted after the Churban HaBayis, Zechel HaMikdash, because the Tanaim knew it's going to be a long wait until the third Beis HaMikdash is going to be built. And people are simply going to forget all of these mitzvahs. So he instituted, one of the mitzvahs he instituted, Zechel HaMikdash, is Sheyei lulav nito kol shiva zechel amikdash. We should shake a lulav all 7 days of sukkahs all over the world. Mid rabbanan zechel amikdash. Shaking a lulav the first day sukkahs is menatar all over the world. Ulakach malachem b'yom arishon. First day of sukkahs is menatar. Shaking the lulav on the rest of the days of sukkahs outside of the Beis HaMikdash, that's only mid rabbanan. So that was one of the 9 takanas of Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai. So that's the question. What about the mitzvah in HaTorah to shake the lulav all 7 days of Sukkot in the Beis HaMikdash? Is that the mitzvah of Netilas Lulav? But not only is it the first day, it's all 7 days, or is that a different mitzvah? But take for example, the Ramban says that in HaTorah there's no need for Shalachem. A famous Ramban, the beginning of Perek Lulav HaGozel, Masechet Sukkot, the third pair, he says there's a mitzvah Ulakachtem Lochem, has to be Shalachem. The mitzvah smachtem is not the mitzvah of alakachtem. It's a different mitzvah. You don't need shalachem. It's a different mitzvah. The way to fulfill usmachtem, the way to celebrate and rejoice, is by shaking dalet minim. But it's not the mitzvah to shake the dalet minim. It's a different mitzvah. A mitzvah of usmachtem. The Rambam does not seem to agree, because the Rambam puts these two together in one mitzvah. It says a mitzvah to shake a lulav 7 days in the Beis HaMikdash, and outside of the Beis HaMikdash, it's a mitzvah to shake the lulav the first day. It sounds like he's writing it's one and the same mitzvah.
So Rambam would say that you need to have Lachem all 7 days or so.
That's what it sounds like from the Rambam and the Sefer HaMitzvahs. You got to check what he writes in the Mishnah Torah. That's what it sounds over here. That's one and the same mitzvah. This is famous. It was a rabbi, Rabbi Yanke Fettlinger, who was a rabbi in Altoona. Altoona now is a part of the city. the rabbi in Altoona, and his name is Yaakov, Rabbi Yaakov Ettlinger, and the first sefer that he printed was Bikurei Yaakov. This is the first sefer that Yaakov wrote. It's Bikurei Yaakov, a very wonderful sefer, and the dinam of Sukkah and Dalad Minim. You look in the Mishnah Brura, Hilchos Sukkah, every page he quotes, something from the Bikurei Yaakov. It's perhaps maybe it's the best sefer that he wrote, a very good sefer. So he suggests a chiddush in his sefer. He quotes the Rambam in the Pirush HaMishnayis on Sukkah, writes that lulav nitol b'migdosh kol shiva doesn't only apply in the Beis HaMikdosh. The Rambam quotes from the Talmud Yerushalmi that it applies to the whole city Yerushalayim. The whole Yer Atika is called Migdosh. Lulav nitol b'migdosh kol shiva applies to all Yerushalayim. So then, in the Mishnah Torah, the Rambam does not write like that. But in the Pirush HaMishnayis, he quotes such a line from the Talmud Yerushalmi. So then, Rabbi Yaakov Ettlinger writes, the Rambam happens to be of the opinion that the Kedushas Beis HaMikdash was Kitchel Osi Lovri. Even though the Beis HaMikdash was destroyed in the year 70, but the Kedusha of the Beis HaMikdash and the Kedusha of Yerushalayim lasts on, and it still has the Kedusha, retains the Kedusha now. The Raiva disagrees. The Raiva thinks that the Kedushas Beis HaMikdash was Batla at the time of the Churban, and the Rambam thinks the Kedushas Beis HaMikdash still continued, including Kedushas Yerushalayim. So Rabbi Yaakov Ettlinger has this chiddush that everybody talks about when you visit Yerushalayim on Sukkot. Everybody knows this. That, let's say you daven in the Bayit V'gad in the morning of Chol HaMoed, and then you go to the Kosel HaMaror. They have a big public duchening. They have the Nesiyas Kapayim. They have hundreds and hundreds of kohanim. Thousands of people come to hear the duchening on Chol HaMoed Pesach and on Chol HaMoed Sukkot. So the Rabbi Yaakov Ettlinger has this chiddush, even though you already shook the lulav in the morning. Thank you. Even though you already shook the lulav in the morning, and you were yoytze the takana de rabbanon of Rabbi Yechon ben Zakkai, shehe lulav nitol kol shiva zecha lemigdosh. But if you go to Yerushalayim, so according to if you put together the two Rambams, there's a mitzvah menator to shake the lulav again. You weren't yoytze with the netilas lulav that you did in Tel Aviv or in Beit Vegan. That's not part of the Iratika. Beit Vegan is the new Yerushalayim. So Rabbi Yaakov Ettlinger has this chiddush. If you say that Kitchel Osi Lova in Yerushalayim retains its Kedusha, and you say like the Rambam in the Pirush HaMishnayis said, Lulav Nitol B'Migdosh Kol Shiva doesn't only apply to the Beis HaMikdosh, it even applies to all of Yerushalayim. So all of the tourists who go to the Kosel HaMaravi and any day of Chol HaMoed have to shake the Lulav again. We wouldn't say a bracha on it. We already said a bracha in the morning when we shook the Lulav. We wouldn't say a bracha on it the second time. Because maybe we don't accept not this Rambam, not that Rambam. Maybe we don't pass in Kitchel Osi Lovai. Maybe we don't pass like the Rambam and the Pirush HaMishnayis that all of Yerushalayim is considered Migdosh. But the Lechumra, this is what he suggests, that even though the person already shook the lulav in the morning, he should shake the lulav a second time in the afternoon. So usually, for lulav called Shiva, you don't need Shalachem. But here, according to this, Rabbi Yaakov Ettlinger is Chiddush, that he writes in the Bikur Yaakov, if you put together the two Rambams, you need Shalachem. That's why the people in the Yer Atika, when they'll see a guest, a tourist coming, so they'll give you your lulav, they'll give you their lulav, a matanam and aslahachs in the middle of Chol HaMoed. What do you need a matanam and aslahachs? You only need on the first day Yantav, you need Shalachem. On Chol HaMoed, you don't need Shalachem. No. Because here the choshesh for the chiddush of the Bikur Yaakov, that the lulav is their raisa here. So when lulav is their raisa, you do need Shalachem. But that's mitzvah kuf samach tes, the chiddush that the Rambam puts together, the mitzvah to shake a lulav kol shiva in the Migdosh and to shake the lulav the first day all over the world. He counts it as one and the same mitzvah. There, though, the Ramban would disagree. The Ramban would say it's counted as two distinct mitzvahs, not the same. Then he says, well, we mentioned Rosh Hashanah, so kufayin, he says, a mitzvah to hear tkiyah shofar on Rosh Hashanah. It's interesting, the Rambam formulates a mitzvah to shmoa kol shofar, to hear the blowing of the shofar. Earlier, the Rambam wrote about Shemitah the Yovel. So, on Yom Kippur Shal Yovel, there's also a mitzvah to blow shofar. So there, the Rambam writes, the mitzvah is mitzvah kuf lamed zayin. Mitzvah says, kuf lamed zayin, says mitzvah is to blow shofar on Yom Kippur Shal Yovel. Here he says, the mitzvah is to hear the shofar on Rosh Hashanah. So it sounds like there's a difference. On Yom Kippur Shal Yovel, the mitzvah is to blow shofar. On on Rosh Hashanah and the mitzvah is to hear shofar. Is there any difference halacha l'maisa? So there is a tshuva of the Rambam. We're not too sure whether the tshuva is authentic. We don't have the original manuscript, but that's what's printed in his name. That the reason why we permit a bal tekeh to blow shofar and everybody listens and they're all yotzei, why don't we require every single person should blow shofar himself? So the Rambam writes because the mitzvah is to hear the kiyas. There is no mitzvah to blow. So if that's the reason why, then it should follow that on Yom Kippur Shal Yovel, everybody has to blow his own shofar. You can't have a bal tekeh blow for everybody. It wouldn't appear so in the Gemara. In the Gemara, you get the impression that on Yom Kippur Shal Yovel also, that a bal tekeh he blew for the whole community. But that's if you put two and two together, you put the two Rambams together. The Rambam writes in the Tshuva, if it's authentic, that the mitzvah rush, that the reason why we allow an institution of a bal tekeh to blow to be moitzed the whole tzibur is because on Rosh Hashanah the mitzvah shmias kol ha-shofar. But if so, the Rambam writes that, and the same is true in the Mishnah Torah. He also writes like that. When he in the beginning of Hilchas shofar, he writes a mitzvah to hear the kol shofar. When it comes to Hilchas shmita the yovel, he says mitzvah is to blow shofar on Yom Kippur Shel Yovel. The same as he writes over here in the Sefer HaMitzvos. So it could be according to the Rambam, it should follow that you couldn't have an institution of a bal tekeh for Yom Kippur. And do the last mitzvah, Kufayin Aleph, has to do with the regolim of the Yom Tovim. It's a mitzvah once a year, every year. Every Jewish man has to donate machzis ha-shekel to the Beis HaMikdash. What's the purpose of the machzis ha-shekel? The korbanos tzibur have to be paid for with the machzis ha-shekel money. You cannot put up a sign that Mr. So-and-so donated $5 million this year to cover all the karbonis tzibur. He can't do that. What he can do is, he can give machzah shekel on his behalf, that he can give, whoever wants him to give machzah shekel on their behalf, he can give, but he has to give separate. This is for me, and this is for my one son, my second son, my third son, and he has a couple of sons, he can give separate machzah if the people agree. But he can't just donate a large sum of money. Mishnayos record that that was a big dispute during the period of the Second Temple between the Tzdukim and the Prushim. The Tzdukim didn't follow the traditions of the Torah Shebaal Peh. So they said that one person can donate all the money and you can bring all the Karbonos Tzibur. That's not the halacha. The halacha is that you can only purchase the Karbonos Tzibur from the Machzis HaShekel money. Okay, Belinetta, next time we'll have to go into a little more details of the Machzis HaShekel.